College athletics will enter what promises to be another turbulent year in 2023, with existential issues such as name, image, and likeness, the transfer portal, and the leadership of college football still gnawing at its business model. Many of the same questions that challenged college leaders last year were again on the docket in Las Vegas this week. As the calendar flips over to a new year in the coming weeks, it's clear that a number of variables, some new, some old, will again affect college athletics, according to R. Michael Smith. The Intercollegiate Athletics Forum presented by Learfield wrapped up yesterday, and there's comprehensive coverage of the discussions and issues for you at sportsbusinessjournal.com. Good morning. It's Friday, December 9th. This is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Washington Commanders owner Daniel Snyder evaded questions by saying more than 100 times that he did not know or could not recall information and gave misleading answers when he testified remotely in July as part of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform's investigation of the team's workplace. The committee on Thursday issued a 79-page final report after a nearly 14-month investigation that gives the strongest indication yet that the team or someone working on its behalf leaked the inflammatory emails that prompted Congress to get involved in October of 2021. The report states former Commanders President Bruce Allen testified to the committee that Snyder spoke about using private investigators to gather information on NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. The report found that Snyder permitted and participated in the Commanders' deeply entrenched toxic work culture and tried to interfere with probes into him, including the Wilkinson investigation. In addition to hiring private investigators to obstruct the NFL's investigation into his team, Snyder also interfered with the Congressional Committee's probe by intimidating witnesses and blocking the release of documents. The report also criticized the NFL's handling of the matter, painting in stark terms the way the league's actions effectively shielded Snyder from harsher punishment. The Dallas Cowboys are planning up to $295 million in upgrades to AT&T Stadium, the most extensive renovations to the facility since it opened in 2009, sources told our Ben Fisher. The work is not intended to radically alter the general look and feel of the 100,000-seat venue, sources said, but is instead designed to refresh premium space areas ahead of some key lease renewals and upgrade technology and other back-of-the-house services ahead of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The timing is not unexpected. While still one of the NFL's leading venues by reputation, stadium best practices have evolved rapidly alongside changing consumer demands, and other newer venues, namely SoFi Stadium, have claimed the cutting-edge mantle in recent years. AT&T still has only hosted a single Super Bowl back in 2011, and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones wants to ensure the stadium remains competitive for Super Bowls and other major events such as the NCAA Final Four and WrestleMania. The Cowboys will seek league help paying for the project by asking the rest of the league for approval to withhold their normal contributions to shared gate revenue, a common method for paying for stadium upgrades. Sources emphasize the total price tag for the work may match the $295 million visiting team share waiver request. To finance the work, the team is also seeking a waiver to the NFL's usual $600 million team debt limit. Owners are expected to act on both measures at next week's league meeting in Irving, Texas. The search for a new NFLPA executive director is picking up steam, with search firm Russell Reynolds Associates circulating a formal job description in recent weeks for the first time. The speed with which the process moves from here is an intriguing question to watch. D. Smith's contract allows him to remain until 2025, but the publication of a formal job description now suggests there's little appetite for him to stay around that long. The New York Times reported in September that player reps expect to vote on a replacement in March. However, that would put the search under a somewhat aggressive timeline. The NFLPA's constitution requires a selection committee to name finalists at least 30 days prior to a vote, meaning Russell Reynolds and the committee would need to settle on 2 to 4 serious candidates roughly 2 months from now. That includes the late December holidays. The Federal Trade Commission is suing to block Microsoft's planned $69 billion takeover of video game company Activision Blizzard, saying that it could suppress competitors to its Xbox game consoles and its growing games subscription business. The FTC voted 3-1 to issue the complaint after a closed-door meeting. The FTC's complaint points to Microsoft's previous game acquisitions, where Microsoft made some popular game titles exclusive despite assuring European regulators it had no intention to do so. Microsoft President Brad Smith in a statement suggested that the company is likely to challenge the FTC's decision. The deal also is under close scrutiny in the European Union and the UK, where investigations aren't due to be completed until next year. We'll close on a programming note. In this week's edition of the Marchand and Aran Sports Media Podcast, Andrew and John discussed the latest developments in the Pac-12's media rights negotiations and the MLS's push to get a traditional TV network to carry its games next season. They also spent some time on whether Fox Sports' production of the World Cup from Qatar is getting better. Instead of a call of a week, the hosts answer a reader's question that was submitted via Twitter. You can listen to the Marchand and Aran Sports Media Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Friday. Hope everyone has a great day, an even better weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday morning.